All morning long, we are bringing you updates from the south of France, where late last night, a truck barreled into crowds celebrating Bastille Day. That's France's Independence Day. At this hour, the death toll is 84, with others critically injured. Joining us on the line from the resort city of Nice is David Cody. He was among the crowds fleeing the attack. And welcome to the program.
Thanks, Renee. Hello.
Yeah, and I gather that you are an Australian journalist living in London, but you're there in Nice on vacation. What happened? When did you realize that something terrible was taking place?
Well, Renee, I was among thousands of people who just watched the Bastille Day fireworks moving along the promenade, trying to find your way through a crowd. So it was already a bit of a confused situation, but I remember seeing this large white truck, and I was about 50 metres away, perhaps on the other side of the road with a traffic island in between us. And I remember thinking that's really odd because this is an area that's been closed off to road traffic, and just pedestrians were using it. But in that moment, as I was considering that, that's when the panic really started to take hold. People started screaming and people started turning and running towards me. That's when I decided that I needed to turn and run myself, and with my girlfriend on holidays here. So I grabbed her hands and we started running away down the street. And the aim was to get as far away as possible from the promenade. People were falling over. They were getting more panicked every time we heard a bang, and we didn't know exactly what it was at the time, but we now know that it was that they were gunshots. And people were trying to take shelter wherever they could, go into hotels, lobbies, and restaurants.
And did you understand that people were being mowed down? I mean, many of them, it's an extraordinary death toll.
It's really sad that from the angle that I saw it, it looked like a stationary truck with many people gathered really close to it. So it was an odd scene, but I didn't see anything that indicated that something particularly devastating was happening. I thought hopefully it was just a traffic incident and confusion and fear among people in France, given that this has been the place where terrorist attacks that happened in Paris last year, of course. Mm. So I didn't know what was happening for sure, but panic spread pretty quickly through the crowd.
Just briefly this morning, I mean, this has been a national holiday. Now you're just settling in. What are people saying?
Well, you know, it's a beautiful sunny day. We're set up next to the beach on the promenade here. People gathered along some of the barricades to have a look at what police are doing. Some white sheets have gone up so people can't see exactly what's happening. I passed some people having breakfast in a cafe, just as you normally would on a holiday, or locals earlier on today. I spoke with a couple of men who were there last night. They seemed pretty shaken up by the experience. They didn't want to speak about it, but it's an unsettling feeling here.
Right. David Cody is an Australian journalist on vacation in Nice.